Let us think about the hands of Christ. First, there are workers' hands. We might think of the carpenter Jesus working with a mallet and chisel. His life is an example to us. We can be proud to be laborers, and the fact that the Son of God was a working man lifted all labor to a higher plane. Second, his hands were mending hands. He started out mending things of wood. He became known as the great physician, the one who could heal the body and mend a broken heart. Third, his hands were servants' hands. Christ did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life. He taught us to follow his lead. Fourth, his hands were nail-pierced hands. This reference is to the crucifixion and reminds us that he is the Savior of the world. As we reflect upon the hands of Christ, let us be reminded that our hands can be used in good, helpful, and productive work.
We appreciate you listening to Dr. John Granger, Director of Missions for Coffee Baptist Association.